Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Mark Godwin, founding member of the Reap More Than You Sow Community Garden Initiative, talks with program coordinator and good friend Wallace Williamson. Mark and Wallace recall the program's inception and the ways in which it has enriched our community.
Winston-Salem ranks number one as the worst metropolitan area in the United States for having families with children that have a hard time putting food on the table. And this study was done by the Food Research and Action Center, and 35% of the households with children in Winston-Salem area said yes when asked whether or not there were times during the year when they did not have enough money to buy food. This just points out the urgency of this project, Reap More Than You Sow, because there's twofold goal that we have with this initiative. It's to allow families that need food to grow their own. Rather than just handing them food and they eat for a day, to change an old quote, let's teach them to garden and they can eat for a lifetime. And so that's what we're doing. But as we help them, as their payback, each garden is required to donate at least 25% of the produce to food banks. So, Mark, why don't you tell us how Reap More Than You Sow got started and when? And
well, actually, it started in a horse pasture in Pop Town, talking to what's become a very good friend of mine, Andrew Hebar. We were just having a conversation about, you know, if we felt like there was any problems in the world we was worried about or things we was worried about. And I said, yeah, the kids. And they're living in a virtual world. They go to school, they come home, they eat their junk food, they go to their room, they get on their computers. And as they keep doing this, and by the age, we did research on this, by the age of 10, a lot of them are becoming obese, which leads to type 2 diabetes, which could triple health insurance in the next 10 years. So my thought on what we could do to reach the children, get them involved, get them outside, get some good nutrition, was to do community gardens. Scott Beyer of Southern Community Bank is one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. And so he was the first person I went to, and Scott got us started. And then we had Poptown Christian Church to come on board, Rural Hall Community Garden. Wallace was the head of it. He was the captain of it. And then we got Flo Honda on board with Craig Ralston. And then I just started knocking on doors I reached out to everyone I knew. I've been in the nursery business all my life and landscaping, and, no one was turned away.
It's just amazing the different impact that this sort of thing can make.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.